Darfur get up, Sudan get up, South Sudan get up, Abyei get up.
If President Obama looked out his window last weekend, he would have seen more than 200 people in the park outside the White House, wearing T-shirts and carrying signs calling for peace in Sudan and South Sudan. He would have heard a little music, too. The rally, called Hope for Darfur, Justice in Sudan, drew performer Mr. D, whose parents hail from South Sudan and Sudan. This is the third year people from churches, mosques, and synagogues around the world have gathered in Washington, D.C., to call attention to the suffering in both Sudans and pressure government leaders to do something about it. Named Ahmadi is from the Fur Tribe in Sudan and an activist for Darfuri women.
All of the people who are here tell their representative, the Congress, their Senate, their governors, and then tell the Obama administration and tell the leaders of the United Nations, particularly those who are the member state of the UN Security Council, to be serious about holding Omar al-Bashir accountable.
She is referring, of course, to the president of Sudan, who is charged with crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court. But the rally was not just political. Reverend Vincent Allen from the Upper Room Baptist Church asked participants to bow their heads in prayer.
As Christians, as Muslims, as Jews, or whatever persuasion of faith from whence we come, we pray the beginning of a new way of life, for freedom and peace.
Abdel Maliki is a Muslim from Benin. He says it was important that the rally include people of many different faiths because it underscores how religion should not be used as a wedge to create conflict, especially by the government of Sudan.
It's not about religion. It's people using religion to do what they're doing to oppress those civil rights and those rights of the other people.
Beverly Goines is the assistant pastor at National City Christian Church here in Washington, D.C. Still in her church dress, she walked back and forth in front of the White House with a sign that said, "We'll never forget." She says, it's not just Africans who need to pay attention to the conflict in the Sudans.
The bottom line is that we're all God's creation, and that at least for me and my understanding, we are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. And we have to speak up and stand for how we believe God would have us treat each other.
But Nancy, who did not want to be identified by her last name but lives in the nearby state of Maryland, says that despite rallies like this one, few Americans of any religion know what's happening in the Sudans.
If Congress doesn't know, it's not getting out there to the people.
About 50 members of Congress recently signed a resolution calling for an end to human rights violations in Sudan. But it is unclear whether those intentions will be turned into action. The most concrete accomplishment of the rally so far was to raise almost $20,000 to build a kitchen in a primary school in South Sudan's Turali, so students can have a meal prepared with supplies from the UN World Food Program. Yet even the rally organizers recognize that the people they want to help need far more.
As so many people from South Sudan told me over and over, peace means development. Peace means the ability to send your children to school and to give them access to health care.
In the meantime, activists for both Sudans say they will continue to call attention to the conflict, to pray, and to sing.
Try to join me this last time. I am listening to the crying of a homeless refugee. I am watching with eyes open what others refuse to see. I will speak these words of wisdom.
That was a musical prayer by Rabbi Elhan Sunny Schnitzer from the Bethesda, Maryland Jewish congregation. And for VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall in Washington.
I will not stand idly by while my neighbor believes. And thank you, and don't give up.